Hello again. So happy you're here to join us for today's inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing his encore lift with us is Bob Cochran. He's from Ashburn, Virginia.
There's a story about a math professor who put a difficult problem on the blackboard and asked for volunteers to solve it. The first student began, but the professor said, "That's the wrong approach. Please take your seat." A second student was told the same thing. So was a third, but he didn't sit down. He said firmly, "This is the right approach," and he proceeded to get the right answer. The professor complimented him. Naturally, the first two students complained. They'd taken that same approach. Why had the professor told them to sit down? He answered, "It's not enough to know the right approach. You have to know that you know it." Now, that professor didn't challenge the students' knowledge. He undermined their confidence in that knowledge. Similar suggestions may come to us sometimes, making us tentative or doubtful about what we know spiritually. For example, Christian Science doesn't always heal, or it may not heal this, or I don't have enough understanding. In such cases, it's helpful to turn away from the problem and specifically reject such false suggestions. We can prayerfully affirm that Christian Science is the truth. We know it's the truth, and no power can make us doubt it. We can prayerfully affirm that we can heal. We know we can heal, and no power can make us believe we can't. In short, we know the truth, we know it, and no suggestions from sneaky professors or any other source can make us believe we don't. Persistent, earnest prayer along these lines can help eliminate doubt and enable us to feel in our hearts what we know intellectually, a combination that results in a knowing that's unshakable. Our prayers become more effective, and better healing follows. So know the truth, and know that you know it.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.